Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I began on Monday, Taking the Kingdom by Force. And what we've been looking at as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close was looking at that passage in the Gospel of Matthew, as well as in Luke 16 and 16, where looking at it in one understanding or translation or interpretation refers to believers today, those who are earnest and zealous and respond to the call of the Father to enter into His wonderful kingdom. In other words, to be born again, to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And Jesus is the only way. He's the door into the sheepfold. There's no other way. And beloved, what I'd like to focus on is the importance of our faith. No preaching or teaching is of any value unless it produces a response. Now, when John the Baptist first came on the scene and he began preaching the gospel of the kingdom, if you will, about the importance of repentance, well, there were multitudes that were eager to hear what he had to say. In fact, they became violent, if you were, or intensely earnest. That's one of the meanings of violent. It means notably furious or vehement, extreme, intense. And vehement means marked by forceful energy, powerful, impassioned, intensely emotional. They wanted what John was talking about. And of course, there were some that responded that way as they heard Jesus also preached. They heard the trumpet call to repentance, and vast multitudes eagerly received the good news. And they pressed forward. They pressed into the kingdom to inherit the benefits. And beloved, that's the place where our faith comes into operation. Beloved, you and I, as we hear these wonderful things about the promises of God, that Jesus said He came not only to give us eternal salvation, that if we believed on Him, the purpose of His atonement, we would be with Him forever and ever. Jesus said, if it wasn't the case, I would have told you the truth, but I'm leaving to prepare a place for you. So faith lay holds and grasps the promises that God has given to us. He came not only for giving us eternal salvation, but to give us an abundant life in the here and now. So faith lay holds of God's promises, lay holds of our promised inheritance. And faith isn't hard. It's simply believing what God has said. And I believe there's a connection, there's a relation to faith in appropriating God's blessing and the beauty of His kingdom. It comes by earnest desire as well as effort. For example, let me share with you now the Amplified translation of Matthew 11 and 12. These are the words of Jesus. And from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought for with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Praise God. Here we see the importance of a godly desire. Beloved, do you want the fullness of the Holy Spirit? Well, we can't be half-hearted. The word says, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jesus said, if we were lukewarm, he'd spew us out of his mouth. He wants us either hot or cold. Sometimes we don't get answers to our prayers because we don't want it enough. The mercies of God, brother and sister, the blessings that we seek, will not be given us only on the grounds of our earnestness or our sincerity, but our earnestness proves that we feel our lack. And then, since that is the case, we will properly value those blessings after we receive them. And so, we've got to have desire, but we've also got to have exertion. As I shared in that Amplified translation, that precious prize, the kingdom, we share in the heavenly kingdom, and that sought for, this is the Amplified translation, with ardent zeal or desire and intense exertion. What does that mean? Well, as we look at other passages in the Word of God, Jesus said to strive to enter in at the straight gate, the narrow way. He said, labor not for the meat that perisheth, but instead labor for the meat that endureth to everlasting life. And then God's given us the armor of God, as Paul outlined in Ephesians. But what does he say? He commands us. He says, put on, the imperative, you put on the whole armor of God. God's given us the whole armor of God, but if we're not going to avail ourselves of it, if we won't put it on, if we won't use the shield of faith, if we won't use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, well, the enemy will run roughshod over us. But beloved, we are to do something. There is an exertion required to take up the cross and follow him. And then Paul goes on to say, wherefore, my beloved brethren, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Throughout the Word of God, throughout the New Testament, we see words like run, wrestle, stand, fight. That requires, yep, we have to do something. Salvation, we can't do a thing to earn our salvation. It all rests entirely and utterly upon the completed and finished work of Jesus Christ through his life, death, and resurrection. But there are things that we need to do. We need to fight the good fight of faith. We need to exert ourselves in earnest and fervent prayer. Hebrews 11 and 2, for example, says, and this is the Amplified translation, for by faith and trust and holy fervor, holy desire, if you will, born of faith, the men of old obtained a good report. The Amplified says, for by faith and trust and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old obtained a good report. They were in earnest. They were fervent in their stand, in their seeking, in their crying out to God. By faith, what does it say? The Red Sea parted. The walls of Jericho fell. Kingdoms were subdued. Justice was administered. The mouths of lions were closed. The power of raging fire was extinguished. The edge of the devouring sword was escaped. All by faith. By faith. Though they were mighty in battle, they were strong out of weakness, they waxed valiant in fight, the women received their dead. And beloved, what is this all telling us? That we can receive for ourselves. Hebrews 11 and 6 says that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Beloved, sometimes we do have to ask ourselves, are we desperate enough in our prayers? There's the power of faith, but it's perseverance and tenacity. That's what's going to cause us to prevail. Let's look at that example again. This is out of the Old Covenant. But doesn't the Word tell us we're spiritual Israel? Well, we look to our father Jacob, if you will. He was basically the son of Abraham. Isaac, actually, the literal son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham. Jacob showed us an example. God had blessed him. He promised that he would cause him to return again to the land that had been promised to Abraham. And he was with his uncle Laban for many decades, and he would prosper, but he was coming back. And he met the angel of the Lord, probably the pre-incarnate Christ. He wrestled with the angel of the Lord at the ford Jabbok. And it was an all-night session. He said, "I will not let thee go unless thou bless me." And we know at that point in time, he asked him his name, and basically what the Lord did, he didn't give an answer. He said, "I'm going to change your name to Israel." And that Hebrew word for Israel means a striver with God. "For as a prince, thou hast power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." Praise God. There's another translation I'd like to share with you. It's the Lamza translation. It was from the taken from the ancient Eastern manuscripts, the Peshitta, the Authorized Bible of the Church of the East. And the translation says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been administered by force, and only those in power control it." In other words, if those of us who have the power of faith, the power of earnest desire, the power of sincere zeal, those of us who are really sold out to God, we can lay hold of those promises. We can possess the kingdom of God. Beloved, are you violent enough in Jesus? There's a final thought I'd like to leave with you. Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Oh, brother, sister, he's not holding out on you. He's not withholding God's blessings. But if you will show with an earnestness, with a desire, doing all you know to do, you will possess the blessings that God has reserved for us as inheritors, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Praise God. What a marvelous future we have, and what a blessed existence we have in this life because we belong to Jesus. Can you say amen? Praise God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you so much for joining me this week. Continue to pray for me. Your prayers are so vital, as well as your financial gifts, that we can remain on this station. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.